Playing pinball is almost as simple as it sounds.
It's a ball and a flipper. It's easy to understand. You flip the ball, it goes the direction you flipped it. You hit the flashing light, you get a reward. It's kind of, I don't know if Pavlovian's the right word for it, but there's something very rewarding about hitting the difficult shot and getting millions of points for it. It's instant gratification, I guess.
Christopher Cochin is an unabashed pinball enthusiast, one of the hundreds who flocked to the Marin Civic Center over the weekend for the 6th annual Pacific Pinball Exposition. The visitors who shelled out 120 quarters, okay, $30, to get in got unlimited play on the 400-odd machines lined up around the darkened room, from early, rather basic games to the latest in electronic whiz-bang. And for serious students of the pastime, as well as a growing number of collectors, there were also films, seminars, and of course, competitions. At intervals, there were also walking tours of the floor, offering a short, hands-on history of pinball.
In the 30s, it was for gambling mostly, and that's what made it popular. But after the addition of flippers in 1947, it became a game of skill, and then the different pinball manufacturers have been making it more and more interesting, more and more fun, and now it's with electronics and all kinds of new technologies. Yet still, the idea that you're controlling or trying to control a steel ball that's flying around on the inside of a machine is really quite different than a video game, for example, because you never know what's going to happen. Every single game will be different.
Tour guide Dan Miller is also one of the board members for the Pacific Pinball Museum in Alameda, which sponsored the event.
We're trying to teach history, art, and science through pinball. So we treat pinball as an art form, as a piece of technology, and also as something fun.
From the outset, pinball games have drawn on contemporary culture references to attract attention. The first wildly popular game from the 1930s was modeled on baseball. Others since have incorporated everything from hockey to billiards, also television shows and action movie tie-ins. One big draw at the expo was a new X-Men-themed game. That one comes from Stern Pinball, the last big manufacturer in the field. Company president Gary Stern, a second-generation pinball mogul, says that beyond the flashy trappings, the real challenge in designing new games is balancing difficulty and accessibility.
The current games are a little simpler for the casual player to understand than they had been a decade or so ago. All game design goes through a cycle where the players become better, the games become harder. Well, then when you get new crop of players, you have to go back and say, what will a casual player enjoy? The problem in my father's day and in my day is how to keep the casual player interested and not make it so easy you lose your core player.
For a dedicated pinhead like Christopher Cochin, the answer lies in providing layers of complexity.
You can have the most snazzy-looking display on the machine, you can have the most toys on the playfield, but if there's no challenge to it, if the rules are very shallow, you don't get much out of it.
This may have been the Pinball Expo's final year, however. The museum's directors now want to concentrate on developing their home facility instead.
Sure plays a mean pinball.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCP's North Bay Report.